So we're in the process of refining our attention that is often gross or used to being thoughts, you know, fascinated, infatuated, enamored, obsessed with thoughts, yeah. And so we're abandoning this. So it can be a difficult practice to actually abandon this again and again, and everything is calling back to something about moi, you know, more in the future, more in the past, moi, another version, whatever, you know. And we abandon this to connect with the present moment. And I say simple because it's all right there, huh? The senses. There is sensitivity in the body. There is sensitivity to hearing. It's all right there. We just notice it again and again. That's our entry door to the profound discoveries that can be made about many things. It's kind of unexpected door. Being there will reveal maybe things about how I construct the world of me, or future, or past, or how a sense of separation arises, or fragmentation arises in the heart, or how, you know, emotions produce perceptions, how things appear through different mind states. But we gain access to this very slowly by noticing what it's like to be here now, embodied, sitting. So simple things, posture, senses, right? So two little haikus. I mean, haikus are never big. They might be profound, but usually not big. So two haikus, I think they're from Issa, if I remember well, translated in English. But one, and I'm saying this because I think they talk well in a simple way about practice. In one, it says, "Right at my feet. And how did, and when did you get here, snail? Right at my feet. And when did you get here, snail?" What I like in this one, what I get from this haiku is a sense of kind of wonder and surprise and awe at what is there, simply there. And I like the first bit, right at my feet. So right in my face, or right here in this moment, breath. When did you get here, buddy? You know, sometimes we're gone next week, da-da-da, Easter, I don't know. And then, whoops, oh, buddy, right here, amazing, a buddy sitting, you know? It had been forgotten or abandoned or it had disappeared. And suddenly, whoops, we noticed this breath or impatience or agitation. It was there the whole time, but it was unnoticed. You know, like the snail took really its time to, you know, it was in the field for a long time. But suddenly, like after paying a little attention, coming back, suddenly, whoops, oh my God, I'm so scattered. I was scattered a long time before I noticed. But now it's actually, whoops, my sight is like just a little bit more clear, vipassana, clear seeing. Suddenly, whoops, it's outstanding. Wow, there's a breath, there's hands. They were there the whole time, but I was busy with next week or with if I'm doing well or not, evaluating myself, and suddenly, whoops, touching. Yeah? Do you follow me a little bit? So that's what we're doing here. So now it's going to take the form, for most of us, of walking, right? And so, oh, step. When did that happen? Like, I've been stepping for 10 minutes, but I hadn't felt the experience of stepping or lifting or light, you know? There's another, I think also from Issa, where it says, "Night and the moon and my neighbor playing the flute out of tune." Night and the moon and my neighbor playing the flute out of tune. And I like to bring this one in because it's saying, and what we'll notice might not be that pleasant. And can there be the same kind of like, wow, this is particular. You know, somebody playing the flute out of tune is a particular experience. It's not the experience of somebody playing the flute in tune, on tune, or whatever is the expression, or no flute. You know, so here is the same thing. As we sit or walk or put shoes, we'll notice, oh, there's this maybe contraction in the chest, right? That could be there, I don't know, for some of us. Oh, little anxiety present. Oh, you know, it's a particular experience. I'm invited to actually tune in a non-judgmental, with a non-judgmental awareness. Oh, this is how it is to be unavailable because a little caught in something. Or if you go to walking and what is offered to you or how life showed up or is manifesting is that there is a despondency, is that the word? Mm-hmm. Then, oh, walking with discouragement or despondency feels like that. It's a particular feeling or taste or formation, right? And so in mindfulness, we're not trying to get over that, bypass that, or get another experience or hate the experience. We're bringing this very particular kind of awareness, like, wow, this is how it is right now, this kind of heaviness. Let me actually feel this because it's there. And so it's such a different way to live. I think for many of us, we're like, I don't want to feel this, or I'll be okay, or, you know, it's enough now, it should, you know. And now we're like, actually, what is here? Snail, you know, that formation in the heart, in the feet, in the hips, in the whatever is happening, in the light, in the temperature. Oh, it's particularly like that. Not I would like it more fresh, the air, or more cool, or warmer, and why do they, and this. Not that, but just like, oh, it's like that. It's disagreeable like this, or agreeable like that, or not outstanding like this, or outstanding like that. Yeah? So this is the practice, and we'll see where this is going to, what is going to come out of that. Three practices on retreat. Sitting is one practice that has a lot of value. Walking has a lot of value because we don't make an association between being fully present, mindful, and stillness of body. If we make an association where full presence is only possible when there's no noise and I'm sitting upright, it's a sorry association because most of our life we're actually moving. Can we be awake while moving? In this simple form of walking this time. And so to practice, a third practice is everything in between. Oh no, just when you thought there was some escape routes, you know, in this practice, in a few seconds, the standing up, the putting on shoes, the going to the bathroom, all have received instructions from the Buddha. You know, so when you push a door, are you there? Feeling the touch? Is that, if there's a metal plate where you push, is that cold? Is that, what's the experience of that? If it's wood, is that, what's the experience of that? What's the resistance? Feel that. All these are opportunities to actually arrive in the present moment. When for us, many of the time, things are, you know, opportunities for being habitual. You know, can you be there as the foot slides in the Crocs or whatever it is that you're wearing? Yeah, can you actually be there for that experience? Everything, and that's what we're going to bring back home, because the only idea here is to integrate this in life, because it says it's the best strategy to actually meet life by being there for it. Pleasant, unpleasant, what I want, what I don't want. Can I bring a quality presence to it? And I'm practicing with every opportunity I have. And I'm going to forget, but practice again. Remember and apply it. See if I can be there for whatever is happening here. Most of us live our life. I think many of us live a lot of our life kind of doing things so they're done, you know, so kind of a slight kind of a dismissing or aversion of present time, you know. I'll wake, you know, stand up because it's the morning. I have to stand up, take my shower, so it's done. Eat, so I'm done eating. Go to work, so, and then make that next phone call, so it's done. And then I'll send that email, so it's done. And it's always like the next. We're bypassing the moment for the next, and then we'll be in the bus waiting to be home, being home waiting to be finished cooking, finish eating, and then next day same thing. Hello, as they say. So we're waking up to this here. It's like, what is this attitude? Is that the best way to live, you know? So here we're trying a different version. The byproduct is that the shoe is in at some point. The real interest is to be there while we're doing it for us, you know? And so same thing with, you know, going up or downstairs. Can I be there while I'm doing it? Because there's many discoveries that can be made about how my inner world is constructed in ways that I do habitually. I will never question my world or discover my world if I do things habitually. I will just confirm assumption or be disappointed that my assumptions are not true. Or do you follow me a bit? Okay, so time for a half-hour walk. And then we'll come back, do a little something, and around 12:15 or so, we'll take an hour break for lunch in silence, yeah? So what if we rang the bell at 12:05? And we're all going to be... Yeah, sitting here for a few minutes, a couple of minutes at 12:15, just to check in and maybe do a couple of Q&A or something, right? Okay, thank you for really putting the energy into this. So, snails, be careful, we're coming.